Welcome to Papers Read Rather Periodically, your only trusted news source for the news that I'm giving you to listen to. I thought we would start today right away with the business section. It's a pretty important, popular section, I think. It's right near the beginning of the paper, so it's probably pretty good. And hopefully it'll be a little bit more like meatier than yesterday's episode, since that was just kind of like a taster. So let's just get right into today's top story. This is an article called Rumors Are Humming. Here's the Bilby South Truth. I heard a call or three on my way into work this morning, listening as I usually do to the WEWGC-FM Early Bird Morning Show, asking if Bilby South was closed. Now, Red said what most of them said, it looks closed, looks like no cars, nothing going on, but left it at that. Being the curious sort, and always unable to pass up a hot tip, I made a call to Bilby's by the pond myself. And here's what I found out. According to the employee I spoke to on the phone, who requested to remain anonymous, Bilby South is not closing. So let's nip that rumor in the bud right now. There have been a lot of businesses closing lately, and some favorite restaurants among them, so it's not surprising that that's the first thought. But good news, readers, Bilby South is not one of them. They are, however, and here's where it gets interesting, remodeling. So as soon as the remodel is done, they'll be open again, or so they say. Personally, I'm glad it isn't closing, but I'm also glad people were asking about it because it gives me a chance to tell my favorite Bilby's story. Last fall, on opening night, I took a date to see the Wickjacks. We sat through the entire production and then went promptly to Bilby's because she wouldn't stop talking about how they cook their jammies. Seriously, she started during the intermission and then just did not stop. After the play, on the way to the car, in the car, as we walked in, chanting it, constructing poems about it, I even tried to rival her slam poetry to little avail, the wordsmith in myself being rather ashamed. In the end, she got her jammies, but I did not ask for a second date, and neither did she. Wait, maybe it was all a ploy to get me to never date her again. Well, I'm not mad. I guess my point is, if you can't travel to North Bilby's, which is still open and cooking, then you'll have to wait a week or two until you can get an order of jammies in, assuredly to my date's chagrin. All right, well, that's the news. I'm used to so much reviewing things and like commenting. I had to kind of catch myself because my first instinct is just like kind of review what's happening. But a news person's job is actually to be kind of totally impartial. So I'll just let that article speak for itself and let you come to conclusions that you want to come to. So hopefully that was enjoyable for you, today's news. And there's more where that came from in the future. So leave a review for what news you'd like to hear. And we'll see you tomorrow.